Okay, what are you doing this time?
Thank you for joining me, Gary, at this highway rest stop in the American Southwest.
Are we at a Flying J?
Something like that. I don't think we get the license, so I think we get a Flying G.
Yeah. And a Flying G and a Flying K. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Microsoft Flight Simulator Minute.
Mm-hmm.
K&G.
We're still up. We don't know how to land. Help.
Yep. Help. The plane ran out of gas. It can never land.
Nope.
I'd like a shoehorn, the kind with teeth.
Huh. What?
Yeah. And nothing.
Okay. All right. Yeah. This is the only place that I can indulge one of my favorite art forms, which is stuff in lollipops.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a thing. Take the dare.
Yeah.
Take the plunge.
Yeah.
So drink the scorpion.
Yeah. So I sent ahead and I commissioned a bunch of different lollipops with different game things inside of them. Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I'm going to let you take this one. Just pick one of these bad boys up and take a bite into it.
Sure. I'm going to take a $5 shower real quick first.
Okay. just because I've always wanted to see what goes on in there.
Yeah. And then I'll buy a shirt with a wolf saluting the American flag. And then I am going to take a bite of this lollipop and see what kind of thing is it.
Going to buy a shirt with Jimmy Carter pissing on Osama bin Laden? This is incoherent.
This is a shirt with a Native American shooting a picture of the French flag with a howitzer?
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Okay.
Okay. And here's a tiny license plate that says Sliz. God, I love a truck stop.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one just had a book. What's in there? I mean,
crunch. Oh, you know what? You can't really taste it over the sugary crystals here, but I think there's a bug of some kind. I see a thorax.
But a bug is what it usually is. That's not.
Yeah.
Now let me grab this other one. It's just a bug. Those fuckers took my money and didn't do it. We just got bugs.
It's only bugs. Well, game computer.
Yeah, what?
Oh. You want a $5 shower? Your circuits, though, you'll rust.
I love the idea of taking the game computer out for like a wild, like, okay, he's got a terminal diagnosis. He's going to finally live.
A real dog's last day.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. The saddest post online that you post when you want everyone in the world to have a bad time.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna turn my trauma inside out to like inflict it on as many people as possible on the way out.
Yep. Okay, bug.
Sad. My name is Gary Butterfield, he, him.
My name is Kay Ross, she, her.
And welcome to Outbook Suffering, the show where we stand in front of falling barns and narrowly escape being crushed.
Mm.
That's an old randomization, I just like it. Or an old tagline.
Okay. Oh, so you've used it before, the Buster Keaton one. Okay.
Yeah, I just like it.
Yeah, it's good.
I saw it and I was like, that one.
It's real wholesome. This is this week is a K pick. We're talking about Bug. For the Sega Saturn and only the Sega Saturn, because Sega kind of fired the cannon indoors. They released a system without having a Sonic game for it, so they needed a new mascot.
Yeah, the Saturn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in that big pile of systems that have like real rabid fan bases.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for some reason,
it's all but, fighting like, game no people. Games on them. It's all fighting game people is the thing, and Bomberman. It's the Bomberman game, and that's good.
I'm sure. Is it appreciably different than Bomber?
It lets you play with a shitload of people is the thing. So
yeah,
yeah.
And I bet you can play a Bomberman with like infinite people now. Why hasn't there been Bomberman Battle Royale?
Oh,
like Bomberman 100 yet?
Bomber Royale? Fuck.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay, well, okay. I'll remember to edit this out so nobody scoops us.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yep. Oh, we'll mail it to ourselves.
Yeah. Sega Saturn. We've not done too many of these games. I had a Sega Saturn. I was a real Sega Saturn person because I was a Sega kid.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. And, of course I had Bug because what games were there for the Sega Saturn?
There was Virtua Cop, Daytona.
Mm-hmm.
And Virtua Fighter.
Yeah.
Those are the three games I played on Saturn.
Yeah, because they came with it. At least they came with it exactly. When I got one. My family could only afford it after the price dropped, and they threw in three whole games to say, please, for the love of God, buy our ailing system.
Would you please buy this thing? And all three of those games are fine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, Bug's not super good.
No.
You know, it is... This has a really long Wikipedia entry. This is really well documented and kind of well loved because it's kind of a 3D platformer.
Kind of. It's a 3D platformer in a novel way.
And kind of a 2D or 2.5D platformer in a novel way as well.
Yeah.
It's 3D if you only went on the cardinal axes and switched between how like Crash Bandicoot is a 3D platformer. And Mario is a 2D platformer.
Yeah.
Like you sometimes go up into the foreground and background in this. And that's really kind of it.
Yeah.
The levels are just pathways.
Yeah, they're just mazes. Yeah.
Just mazes and tree kind of zones, forest zones. It may as well just be a horizontal.
Yeah.
Track. Nothing is added by having a little vertical and, you know, diverticula.
Yeah, nothing at all.
Nothing even a little bit. Like, this is pretty nothing.
Yeah.
This is boring.
Yeah. I remember it having a lot more character than it did, but I sat down to it and I was like, okay, let's do this. And then it's just, it's a movie, but not his family. Did he get his family, like, stolen in order to be in a movie about it? Like, the stakes in this are very unclear.
It's very confusing. I think that it's a movie. Yeah. I think the whole thing is a movie.
Yeah.
His family wasn't actually stolen. The spider that comes down is a movie spider.
Yeah. Queen Cadavra.
Yeah. Real bad name for a spider.
Yeah.
Good name for a magician.
I think. I forget. Yeah. What? There's a like, oh, the lost skeleton of Cadavra. That's a movie.
Yeah. Cadavra or something like that. And then Abracadabra. But like Cadavra, I don't know. It doesn't matter though, because there's like no text in this.
No.
You just walk forward and collect video game objects and then jump on bad guys.
Yeah. You jump on bad guys. They're all bugs or small critters, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's about it. Like, you know, they do stuff with the bugs. Like, this is how I learned about dung beetles, Gary.
Yeah. Got to learn about them at some point.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it sucks. I learned about them so late. Like when I was a kid, I would have been like, oh man, there's a shit bug.
Yeah. There's a shit bug.
Like I would have lost my mind.
He carries it around. He keeps it with him. To what
he
end?
Pushes around. It's Katamari, but he does it with his back legs. Like, yeah, but I didn't learn about them until way later.
Yeah.
This was meant to be a Sonic game.
Yeah.
This is made by Real Time Associates, one of my favorite developer names of all time.
One of my favorite developer logos of all time.
Yep. Ah, the Real Time Associates. But Sega did not let them use Sonic as this.
No.
If this were used as a Sonic game, it would be very funny given how slow and non-Sonic this is. You know? Yeah. But they just kind of reskinned it as like, I don't know, a guy. Like, what if a sassy bug... That like Gex, but talked less.
Yeah, it's real. You know? It's real Gex. Like Bug has a design, but it's not like a bug. It's he just kind of has his own thing. He has fucking two arms and two legs.
He's real caked up on the cover.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's definitely pointing his ass straight at us, and he has a stinger.
Yeah, he's which, presenting like the ass says "fuck me," and the stinger goes, "But you know where?
you know what else is saying "fuck me"? Those fucking eyebrows.
His eyebrows.
This is the most something on a game cover has wanted us to fuck it since Bubsy,
or since Miss Pac-Man. This is a little bit like Leisure Suit Larry.
Yeah,
like what he looks like on covers, where he's like, "I'm going in to go fuck these other two things."
Yeah, he's gonna.
But while presenting his asshole.
Yeah.
You know, while showing hole.
Yeah, here's an option.
Bug post hole.
Yeah, bug post hole. didn't post foot. You got shoes on, so we post hole.
But only shoes and a smile.
Yeah, yeah.
Like this whole thing, it is a very seductive character.
Yeah, I gotta say, I'm gonna risk it all.
I don't know what fucking, like having sex with Bug. I'm trying to think of the logistics of the stinger.
Yeah. Do you think that would heighten the risk?
Yeah, it would heighten the risk. It may be a little exciting. Or if you had like an Eros, you know, Thanatos thing, like you wanted to die by gutting yourself.
Yeah.
At the moment of climax.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a thing that the internet kids do all the time now. They're like, I want to die. Kill me while sex. Kill.
Yeah.
Shoot me in the head. I want her to slit my throat.
Step on my neck while you're fucking me somehow. Yeah.
Yeah. So what if you were to, you know, smother me with a pillow while you're fucking me? Mm-hmm. Like, we got to involve some kind of gruesome death in this in some way. That's a real internet thing now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. They should get turned on to Bug. Like, all the people who wanted Lady Maria from Bloodborne to kill them should learn about Bug.
Uh-huh.
You know? Bug wants it.
Bug is accessible, is the thing.
Bug, Lady Maria has trauma. Like, Bug wants it.
Yeah. It is real funny, like, just how memory hold Bug is. Like, everything from the Saturn is, like... But I'm pretty sure, actually, that's only in America. Because, like, Sega is much more invested in its history in Japan. You know? Mm. So, like, I bet you, like, there is some kind of, like, Japan-only Sega game that has Bug and Clockwork Knight just throwing back some brewskis.
Yeah. Or, like, in the background in a scene, mm-hmm. in, like, a Snatcher ripoff.
Yeah.
Or in a kart racer.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's the kind of thing where they're, like, on their 10th sequel to this in Brazil.
Oh, yeah.
You know? They fucking, one of those things.
Fucking, like, love Brazil.
Yeah, they love Sega.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just kind of kept going.
Yeah.
For me, Bug did not do anything.
No.
My Bug awareness was very low. I remember seeing ads for Bug.
Bug was kind of everywhere.
Bug was everywhere, and Bug reviewed really well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a killer app.
Yeah.
This is a 9 out of 10 game somehow.
Yeah. Just because, like, there was nothing on the Saturn. You know, especially at launch, you know, and I think everybody was waiting for something that was even vaguely Sonic shaped, and we wouldn't get anything. We would get like a bullshit, like 3D museum mode in Sonic Jam, and we would get Sonic 3D Blast, which is an isometric platformer.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't a system for Sonic games. It was before they cracked the code on making Sonic bad, AKA 3D.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot to Bug, and I feel like we've just recently talked about Bugs because we did it on Quackstack.
We did just do it on Quackstack. I didn't realize that until far too late, Gary.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Bugs are interesting here, but we're professionals. We can talk about things that aren't the game.
Yeah.
If we want to. There's a little bit, there's a review of this that is by Jay Peoples, yep. which is one of the most hyperbolically positive reviews I've seen in a thing. It's a 10 out of 10, one of the most innovative game in history.
Uh-huh.
In, you know, 2D platformer with one huge difference. You can move in four directions. and it has a pros and cons section for everything. And this is the part I like.
Yeah.
Graphics, 10 out of 10. Pros, excellent character design, great level design, sharp graphics. Cons, none. Literally none.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing against it. Pros, innovative style of gameplay. Cons, none.
None. Sound, 9 out of 10. Excellent sound effects that truly add to the game's atmosphere. Cons, the music is bland. That's a weird 9 out of 10.
Yeah, very weird.
You know? Yeah. Control, 10. Replay value, only 9. No cons, though. Presentation, 10. Everything fits the game's themes perfectly, from the Hollywood clapboard for the movie theme to the oozing title screen for the Bug theme. Everything looks like it belongs. 10 out of 10.
Everything looks like it belongs. There's not a single coherent element in the visuals of this.
No. It is a weird review.
Yeah. I'm looking at Jay Peoples' body of work, and there are a lot of tens here, but there's nothing that seems to be as out-of-pocket glowing about this. Conker's Bad Fur Day, 10. A perfect blend of old school play and new school attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of these things are things that people do that are, you know, tons of tens. This gives a lot of tens. And a lot of them are things people do like a lot.
Yeah.
More than Bug. You know, like there's a 10 here for like a Crazy Taxi 2.
Yeah. There's a 10 here for Majora's Mask.
Taxi is good.
Yeah.
Jet Grind Radio. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Like this is a great game.
Yeah.
Why not?
Maybe not a 10, but you know, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah. You know, all the Fire Pro Wrestlings, if they're all 10s, like it's a lot, but okay.
Don't make me choose.
Yeah. I'm trying to find the best game they gave a low score or the worst game they gave a high score to.
Yeah. I'm trying to find
the best game they gave a low score to might be Spider-Man, the movie, the first Spider-Man game.
Okay.
Which is not as good as Spider-Man 2, but it is not a 4.
No.
Like that's not that bad.
No. They gave a 3 to Roller Coaster Tycoon, but Tycoon. But it's for the Xbox. It's the Xbox version.
Yeah, okay.
So I can see that. Yeah, no, their complaints are all interface based.
Yeah.
Yeah.
10 for the NES Burger Time. This game has The game has Mr. Egg, Mr. Hot Dog, Mr. Pickle, and Peter Pepper, but no King Broccoli? What's up with that?
It's his new segment. It's a new segment.
What's up with that?
What's up with that?
What's up with that?
He saves most of his ire. Like, a lot of the lowest reviews are specifically for WWE wrestling games.
Yeah. And he's reviewed almost all of them.
Yeah, no, there's a bunch of them.
He's done a bunch of that stuff. And most of them he likes, to be fair.
Four is a little bit low for Onimusha Warlords, I think. Onimusha Warlords is like solid six.
Yeah, probably a lot of that kind of thing.
Oh, come on. A game with tons of potential ruined by controls that are sloppier than a $10 escort? That's below you, Jay Peoples.
That is below you. And also, how old were you when you wrote this? He wrote a 10 out of 10 review for Skee-Ball, which has just taught me that there's a ticket redemption section on GameFAQs.
Oh, boy.
I'm now on the GameFAQs section for Skee-Ball, reading a strategy guide by Snowdragon.
Aren't most of the tables different? Okay. Wait, Snowdragon? No. What?
Our Snowdragon wrote a strategy guide for Skee-Ball with ASCII art. Our Snowdragon. The post-game show with guest stars and credits. Classic Snowdragon. Uh-huh. Big thanks to Brian Sulfur, the greatest peer, the guy who I go all in for my advice and who I constantly bother to make sure my work is at its peak. You go, dude. And big shout out to the Golden Triangle Mall in Denton, Texas, for allowing me extended use of their Skee-Ball machine and for not shutting their arcade down like I thought they were going to during Christmas.
Hey, real solid moves. Allowing extended? Did they give them free play?
Big thanks to Skee-Lo, because I Wish is an awesome song.
Okay.
This is the purest thing I've ever seen in my life.
That is incredibly pure. I love this. What are some arm of his technique. Hot tips for Skee-Ball?
Yeah, arm technique, spirit fingers. If you take conservative estimates of your throwing power and just kind of lob it down the alley, you won't ever be able to score the big points. Conversely, if you throw the ball with approximately the same speed and velocity as a girl's fast pitch softball player, you may very well put a large hole in the back of the machine and have to pay for a new one. Believe me, they ain't cheap. The fuck are you talking about, Snow? That sentence took me for a lot because I thought it was going to be sexist.
Okay.
Saying girls' softball pitches are really fast.
Yeah. Huh.
You know, and they are.
Put a little pepper.
But you're not
going
to, you haven't put a hole in the back of a Skee-Ball machine, my man.
Yeah. Huh. It's fiberglass. It's pretty tough.
Yeah. Huh. If you want major tickets and consequently a good prize at the end of the day, I know this is going to sound really hokey, but you just have to find a good balance between the two extremes.
Gary, I need you to go about three quarters of the way down or do a control F or I won a bunch of tickets.
All right, let me find. Yeah, I won a bunch of tickets. What should I do with them? Oh, baby.
Oh.
Do you want the honors on this? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I didn't even look at the text. I just wanted to, I wanted you to see the ASCII art that was there.
I like the ASCII art quite a bit.
Yeah.
It shows the map of where the redemption is.
Yeah.
The redemption bot.
Yeah. It's got the ASCII. Yeah. It's the prize counter divided up into sections.
Section B.
And there's a cashier, like a little ASCII cashier, man.
In many ways, choosing what to quote unquote purchase with the tickets you've earned is more important than playing the game itself. What you choose to take away from the arcade is a symbol of how much time you have invested in Skee-Ball. Note, that is not necessarily the same as showing the world what a giant loser you are.
Uh-huh.
There are plenty of other ways to do that.
Uh-huh.
So if you don't know what a ticket redemption counter is,
print this out and carry it around with you.
Pull it up on your phone.
Okay, so
small edible candies that are high in fat, as well as tiny plastic trinkets that break if you use with excessive vigor. This is him definitely trying to be funny.
Yes. Yeah.
It's not though.
Uh-huh. Going back briefly to our friend Jay Peoples, I did find something where they're out of their fucking mind. They gave a 4-2 Soul Calibur on the Dreamcast.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's probably the definitive Soul Calibur.
Yeah.
That sucks. Huh.
Yeah. I definitely need to peruse. I need to give some real close attention to the ticket redemption section.
I had no idea this was a thing.
No.
I watch one of the things I've kind of wanted to bring back, even though there's no reason to.
Oh, Tube Talking?
Is Tube Talking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I have a bunch of, I watch it on YouTube.
Yeah.
And there's a guy called Capybara.
Okay. Like the rodent.
Who does strategies on ticket redemption games.
Okay.
And I love ticket redemption games as an idea. Mm-hmm. I don't actually like playing them that much, but like anything carnival related.
Yeah.
you know, is Gary Knipp a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's such a fucking nerd and he's taking it so seriously.
Mm-hmm.
That like, I learn a lot about this shit.
Okay.
Like he finds the manuals and reads them and like lays out where the dip switches say you get the certain payoffs and how to like wait for other people to pump up a machine.
Oh.
To, so you can like swoop in,
mm-hmm.
you know, he rates them on fun and how good they are for ticket farming and stuff like that. Whole culture is fascinating.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the fact that he goes into the manuals is great. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a fucking nerd.
Mm-hmm.
It is not necessarily like the ideal version of someone doing this.
Right.
It's just kind of fun to watch.
Uh-huh. It does take a little bit though. Like, I don't know. I don't know that I want to have that information going into an arcade. Right. Like
no.
I prefer the, yeah. I definitely want to have the artifice. Right.
100%. Like, I think if you're taking this seriously, like if you're taking it, you know, the many ways, the thing you choose as a prize is more important than the game itself. Like you have missed a real serious
point. Oh yeah. No,
redemption games.
Like all of it is a way to turn money into time.
Yeah, right? Yeah, fun.
Yeah.
Like the thing about the skee ball fact, like a skee ball fact is a funny thing.
Uh-huh.
Skee ball is great.
Oh yeah.
I love skee ball. Like I think skee ball is very fun.
Yes.
You know, if I see skee ball, I'll play a couple skee balls because why the fuck not? It's like pinball.
Right.
Like it's just fun, but I'm not going to take it so seriously that I need to like farm.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that's good for farm, like if you're saying farm, the only good farming is the kind that makes crops.
Yeah.
If you're farming anything else, it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
I think.
Please don't. Yeah. Don't. If you find yourself farming something that isn't food, I think.
Yeah. Like yeah. engagement, mm-hmm. tickets, yeah. like XP.
Pussy.
Pussy. You can't farm pussy.
No, come on.
Like free range.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta get that stuff wild. You eat what you shoot.
Uh-huh. Jesus Christ.
I think I can't remember if I told you that. That was the thing my fucking father said to me.
Oh my God.
My dad was like, no. You know, I got a BB gun and my dad told me eat what you shoot. So I shot the little girl next door who was my fucking mom.
Oh no. Oh no.
Gross man.
Yeah. Yeah. Every story that you tell me is fucking horrible.
Yeah, there's not a good one.
No.
There's not like one where it's like, oh man, what a sweet, you know.
I'm trying to look and see here. They're like, so the redemption section on GameFAQs, like there are very few of them that are just like that are just generic. Here is a database entry for skee-ball. Like a lot of them appear to be like, oh, here's the doodle jump. Here's Fruit Ninja. Yeah. Like a lot of it is, you know, and very, very few of these have, any kind of guide for them presented.
Yeah. There's not very many guides.
Yeah.
Lots of Q&A and a lot of message boards.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to go to the message board,
but I think everything
for Spider Splatten,
everything has a Q&A, even though it's not, even though there's nothing there.
Yeah. It's just kind of weird. Like the first person who made there be a redemption section
uh-huh. on
GameFAQs probably pissed off JCJ a little bit. Like I didn't think I had to fucking do make a whole database for Ultimate Tic Tac Toe.
Come on,
no one's gonna use it.
I'm too,
for Winner's Cube.
I'm so busy being thanked.
Yeah, yeah. I have to really think. I can't worry about wheel them in.
Yeah. There are reviews for Skee Ball, Gary.
Yeah. It's a really interesting idea, like the idea of reviewing something that came with the universe. A lot of reviews of Skee Ball, actually.
Yeah, yeah. There's a 2 out of 10 review. Should I get the fake mustache or the My Little Pony decoder ring by user Jihad in November 15th of 2001?
Yeah, good timing, Jihad. You know what? He was processing, and this is the only way that he knew how to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, listen, I don't know what to do. I'm so fucking pissed. I've never had anything like this happen in my life.
Uh-huh.
Ugh, skee ball.
Literally everything that I assumed was true is like up in the air. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose skee ball is fun in some ways.
There's kind of a little play here at the end of this skee ball review, if you'd like to act it out.
Okay. Do you want me to be Vance or DJ?
Well, there's three characters actually.
Oh, yeah. There's also Randy.
Yeah, it looks like DJ has the most lines.
Okay.
Or Vance. So one of us should be one of those.
I'll be Randy and DJ.
Okay, I'll be Vance. Dude, I was really slamming those skee balls.
Yeah, bro. That was whomping. We have so many tickets, and it only cost us like $10. And then Randy says, oh, yeah.
Then DJ, you again. We didn't plan this.
Yeah, we didn't. Okay. We didn't. How many tickets do you guys have? Let's count them up.
Look at that night vision telescope up there. It's only 12,000 tickets. We got to have at least that many.
Or we have carry the 183 tickets.
Why would you carry the one? You're not dividing.
No.
What? Well, I guess if we put our tickets together, we can buy that Rugrats action figure.
Dude.
And scene.
And scene. It's repetitive. It gets boring quickly. It's too easy to cheat at. It's glitchy. Its only reward is a few useless tickets. Too bad it's not any fun.
Why are you reviewing a redemption game, Jihad?
Yeah, why are you reviewing skee-ball on longevity, my friend?
Yeah, like, that's weird.
You do two games of skee-ball in a row maximum.
Yeah, and most people, these are good reviews of skee-ball. Like lots of, tens were just like, this is fun because this is a real, a thing. And lots of sevens who are maybe taking it a little bit too seriously. but that's okay, I suppose. A lot of these people consider, this is a weird shade of people who like think about video games as an investment.
Uh-huh.
There's a shadow of this with the people who are like, oh, I can't believe this game cost $50 and only lasts me 10 hours.
Uh-huh.
Who are like, I can't believe this game was a game ticket. I only got 3 tickets from that. And I can only get an army man with that.
Yeah. I guess it's turning the time into a physical object that is kind of a grim reminder of the nature of mortality. The curse that we have for what time means.
Not since my bachelor party has rolling balls been so much fun. Is rolling balls, does that mean like tripping balls, or is that about testicles?
So if he was rolling, it would be ecstasy or Molly, but nobody in the entire world has said rolling balls up until this point.
Yeah. You trip balls.
Yeah.
And you just roll generally.
Yeah. I've never heard of rolling balls. I've never heard of rolling balls being like in a, like even like a sexual thing. Like that's not an Urban Dictionary kind of deal. I find
taking a bunch of ecstasy at your bachelor party is a good way to fuck your friends. It feels like,
right? Like, all right, guys, I'm going to be a liability. Bottoms up.
Yeah. Everybody, let's all give each other massages. It's going to be super straight. let's all rub each other's butts like as a joke. Cause it'll feel really good. Cause of these designer club drugs I brought us.
I bought this from a guy named Count Drugula.
Count Drugula said it's going to be the ultimate bachelor party. Dude, your weenus is so good. Suck that shit. Like,
just lash onto an elbow. Wah, wah, wah. Yeah. by Jack Seal. Challenged, calmly cheat, then conclude by claiming the tchotchkes.
Calmly cheat. Skee ball, ubiquitous arcade game. Now, apparently many prominent reviewers decided they would submit reviews for skee ball one day. Uh-huh. I, however, was not informed of this due to my being too lazy to get on AIM.
Uh-huh.
Undaunted, I began my own master review of skee ball, and here it is, only 3 days later than the rest.
So this implies that there's a whole bunch of people who came in like at a particular time, and you would think, okay, well, all of the reviews that we get, that must be from there. There are a lot of them in the late 2001, early 2002 corridor.
9/11.
Yeah. No, they were processing. It happened.
Yeah. Yeah, the blood war.
But like not as many of them as you would hope are like a little brigading activity.
Yeah, it seems like a raid.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like a bunch of people after they, like, made fun of people on Habbo Hotel went to go review ski bones at work.
Like, so one of these mentions a name. I need to pull this back up. It says ski ball endorsed by Eric Hinsky himself. I need to do a search here. Hinsky? Or Hinsky? No, Eric Hinsky is a baseball coach and a former first baseman. I'm doing a search here. Ski, nothing. Eric Hinsky ski ball.
Bad beard on Eric Hinsky.
Oh no, terrible beard. Incredibly ill-advised.
Yeah, I wonder if because there's got to be professional ski ball players.
Yeah,
I never thought about that, but that's sick.
There's no information in the search. Search results that connects Eric Hinsky to skee ball.
It's probably just him throwing.
Yeah. Maybe it, yeah, it maybe just does have to be him. God, that is a terrible beard.
Oh. It's really rough. He's got like stubble everywhere, but like a full Ape Lincoln, like a full chin strap.
Did you say Ape Lincoln?
I did. Yeah, that's a, that was from high school. There was a guy who had that beard in high school and everyone called him Ape Lincoln.
Oh God.
Brutal. Yeah. Take that, Merc. Yeah, it's a bad fucking look.
Oh,
the Amish. Look. Yeah, weird.
Very weird.
The idea that there are ticket redemption games on GameFAQs opens up a lot to me. I wish there was more content.
Yeah, that's the problem.
You know, here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need
but
to...
there's some stuff. Yeah, there's Skee-Ball, obviously, but there's got to be some other stuff here, too.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I never would have thought this. Gosh, here's the thing about, like, I don't know, AI, like all of this. Ah, yes, just tell me what's important out of this. So much of the great stuff in life is a result of questions you never would have thought to ask.
Yeah.
Right? I never would have thought, is there Skee-Ball on GameFAQs? AI would never pull it up, right?
It has an interesting corollary. It's one of the things, we talked about this before, but one of the reasons why we both like thrifting is because if you know what you want, you can just buy it. Thrifting is for when you don't know what you want.
Yeah.
Like you see things that are new that you did not know existed, you know, and that's a totally different concern than like ordinary shopping or purchasing.
Right. You want to go out, you want to go to the thrift store with an idea of, I would like to have something in this category, but that is not the goal.
Well, and yeah. And you leave yourself open to surprises.
Yes.
You know, you see shit you've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
Like the lunchbox for the cartoon where Rodney Dangerfield was a dog.
Like Rover Dangerfield?
Like Rover Dangerfield lunchbox. You're like, shit, man.
Yeah.
Okay. I bought, when we were in Astoria recently, I bought for very cheap a Noid beach towel that I'm using as my regular towel right now. And it's like a classic Noid. It's like from the era of the murders.
It's
like a commemorative Noid.
It's not from the 2018 Noid reboot that we got.
No, it's actually from contemporary Noid, hostage situation Noid.
Huh.
You know? And it's just like, oh, this is $5 and I like having a Noid beach towel.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about the Noid, pre-irony Noid.
Sorry, I don't want anybody to have that detail escape them that you're using as your regular towel.
Yes.
Okay.
Just for right now, I don't have a towel. It's just the towel that is currently being used.
Yes, yes. Because you just bought it. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And I washed it. It was used.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't just have one towel. I use anything like that.
Right.
And it's a beach towel, so it's not ideal, but I wanted to give it a spin because it's a Noid towel. It's fun. And
it's just funny because I have definitely been at a point where I had no, clean, like regular, like bath towel, like linens towels and had to like go dig for a beach towel.
They're not as good for it.
No, they're incredibly thin.
Yeah. But you know, Noid. It's there for Noid reasons.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it is fun to think of the Noid every time I put it on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What should people do if they like this show?
If you like this show, go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv, and there you can support us at $5 a month. You get a bunch of bonus content, including 204 bonus episodes of this show that you probably haven't listened to.
Yeah, and they're good.
Mm-hmm.
We think so. You can also leave us range reviews on Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict, tell your friends, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love you to do that. And, also join us in thanking our producer, Gwen.
Yeah. Thank you, Gwen.
Yeah.
And until next time, this has been Abject Suffering, where Robo wants an Oreo.